Oregon college campuses should have better access to sworn police officers and develop active shooter training programs for all students and employees. Those are some of the recommendations in a draft report issued Thursday by a work group convened by the Oregon Governor's Office. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Andre LeDuc chaired the work group. He's also the chief resilience officer at the University of Oregon. He says the recommendations are about preventing more than just violent crimes. For instance, retrofitting more buildings with key card entry systems.
Some of the largest crimes that we have, when you look at the numbers, are personal property. And for an incoming student who's a freshman who just bought a laptop and bought a bike, and that's their means of transportation, property crime is still the biggest impact.
Members of the group briefed the governor on their initial recommendations. Brown says she likes the ideas, but added they would take several legislative sessions to implement and fund. The work group will vote on the final version of its report in October, near the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at Umpqua Community College. A student opened fire in a classroom, killing 9 people before turning the gun on himself. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.